Hello YouTube, and welcome back to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. This is the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit and we take a look at the past week's posts and see which ones got upvoted the most for whatever reason, and then we're going to give some advice. And advice. Hey guys, 23M here. I was not sure if I ever wanted to do this, but in light of some events, decided to have a go. Lately, I have wished to correct some mistakes of my past. Unfortunately, it's not possible. But even if this post helps one person out, it would make me happy. So me and my school friend, 23F, have been friends around for 9 years. We have known each other forever. We share everything, and it's been always amazing having her around. We kept in touch even though I moved cities. We flirted, we toyed, and enjoyed every moment together. I always knew I had a soft spot for her, but that grew when I started college. She had a slight crush on me in high school, but at that time I was dating someone else. In college, we used to flirt a lot, and I grew increasingly attracted to her. She was having a boyfriend all this time, 4 years, yet we continued. They were quite serious. A day came and I confessed on having a crush on her. Said that I expected nothing, but I just wanted to come clean. She was surprised and respected my feelings, but didn't feel the same way. At that point, I had to make a choice. Should I leave or stay? It was not a hard decision, to be frank. She had been a pillar of support all along. She was always there as a true friend, and it outweighed the pain of not having her as a date. I decided to stay. Wanted to preserve what we had. It was hard to kill hopes. I never was jealous of her boyfriend, but I had to learn that we can never be together. That was hard. One good thing was her openness about us, and discussing my inner feelings wasn't hard to do. She always helped me any way she could. I tried Tinder, Bumble, but the place I live in, these weren't quite the viable options. Unfortunately, couldn't get anything substantial. Just decided to live with the soft corner I had till I find someone. Life is rough. We became adults and we started drifting away. I wanted to have what we had previously, but it was becoming harder with us growing up. I don't blame her because time does that to everything. I tried a lot to keep in touch, almost pampered her too much. She was gonna go pursue her higher studies in a different country, but Corona shifted it to 2021. Decided that let distance become the eventual factor for us losing touch. Till that time, I will try to keep things as close to the way they used to be. She had been going through a rough time with her boyfriend this year. Seemed like they had broken up some time back. Asked her out, May, and it wasn't the thing to do. We finally came to talking terms after a month, and I asked politely, "Will you ever want to date me?" Answer, she didn't know. Was prepared, and since it was only a year we would stay in touch, let's not end it like this. Lately, I got to know that she did know more than a simple don't know. She may have been confused, but whatever she could have helped me find the final piece in the jigsaw puzzle. I would have taken some time off, but would have realized the reality. Now I feel hurt. I haven't texted since and plan on not doing so. TLDR, there is no such thing as the friend zone. It's either a friend or a date. If you want more and they don't just run away, eventually life will tear you both apart. It happens to every friendship. No one's fault, just what time does. It's hard, but it's how it is. When it does happen, you will feel worse because that soft corner you decided to sleep on will now come and haunt you. P.S. It's gone longer than expected, but I feel better writing it all down. Hope all of you have a great day. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can phrase it as in like time, you know, tears people apart, but time also heals all wounds. And after a while, you will get over this. It'll be okay after a long while. Look, the situation with her is that she had a boyfriend for 4 years and she liked flirting with you because she likes the attention, you know, and also she doesn't want to hurt your feelings. Especially after you tell her that you like her or whatever, that you have a crush on her. I mean, she's not just going to come out and say, hey, I don't like you like that and we're not going to date, because she likes the attention and she likes having you as a friend. She's not going to want to give that up, you know? I kind of worry about you because you had to make a decision at one point and it was not a hard decision. To be frank, you stayed. That's tough, man, because you have to then grapple with the reality that she's actually not going to like you like that. So, you know, I get that right now you have the feeling that, you know, time's going to tear people apart, but eventually it's going to heal you and, it's going to feel better. Right now, of course, with Corona going on, it's very tough. But eventually people will be able to meet up. Tinder and Bumble will be more of an option for you. So hopefully, you know, that'll work out. And then also, you know, you're in college or whatever, you're studying, so you'll be able to meet people. You'll be able to meet more people and expand your social circle. Got a question. I haven't confessed my feelings towards her, yet she still said that I'm a bit deep in the friend zone. Is that legal? Yeah, I mean... that's a preemptive move. That's like, she gets the vibes that you are into her, and she's kind of like rebuffing you before it even gets there. Because she doesn't... Here's the thing. Girls don't want to have to reject you. They don't want to do that. So what this person is going to do is they're just going to like, yeah, you're already a brother to me. You're such a brother to me. You're so nice and such a great friend. And that is a way to just kind of keep you right there and don't go any further. Like, do not cross this line. I'm already kind of creating this boundary for you. Don't make it weird by then crossing this boundary and then make me repeat myself, because that's going to be awkward for me and it's going to be awkward for you. So she's doing you a favor by saying, hey, we're already friends. It's not going to be more than that. So just chill. So don't confess your feelings to her. That is going to make her feel like she didn't do what she was supposed to do, which is establish a boundary, which she did. You're going to have to find someone else. Sorry, dude. It is legal. It's a very legal move on her part. And in fact, she's kind of doing you a favor. And before everyone comes at me with the whole, the friend zone isn't real, this and that, I already know that. I know that the friend zone is not real. We're not talking about if the friend zone is real or not. That's just the word choice that people use. That's the phrase that people use to reject someone when they don't want to reject someone. What the fuck is this? This guy got rejected and then posted himself on Roast Me, and they didn't even roast him. That subreddit was nice, because that was definitely roastable. Here's the deal. This is a two-parter. Part one, should I ask out my crush? I've had a crush on this girl for a year now, but I haven't said anything. She's my best friend, and I think I'm ready to be more than that because time is running out. And then he's got a poll here with two choices. You can either choose, do it, you fucking pussy, or nah, don't, you'll just hurt yourself more. A day later, he posts an update. An update to the great asking out of 2020. Yeah, she said, nah. More specifically, she said, I care about you a lot and I love you, but not in that way. So yeah, it was a fun morning. Yeah, well, you know, congratulations, dude. You did what you were supposed to do. I mean, you can ask someone out, that's fine. And then she can say no, and that's fine. And, you know, y'all can both move on. The fortunate thing for you is that you got an answer to your question. And that's what you're supposed to go after. You're supposed to see if someone likes you or not, and you can do that by asking someone out or not. And that's okay, man. You know, it'll be okay to move on. There's other people out there in the world. You're probably a young person. So, you know, just work on yourself and, you know, study the things that you like, and it'll be all good. Another friend zone story. Just need some reassurance from you guys. So I've known this girl for about 5 years, talked a lot over those years, have even hooked up a few times in the past. However, this past year with COVID, everyone has been home a lot, as is a lot of people, and we were distanced by several states. She broke up with her BF back in the spring, and it was rough, and she really leaned on me for support, and I gave it. FaceTimed all the time. It was great for her, and great for me, and it appeared everything was trending in the direction of dating. She came out to visit in the summer, and before she came out, she said she just didn't want to hook up and give me the impression that's all we were. So I just kind of stepped back and let her kind of steer the trip for the most part. It was a little off. She just seemed off and not as invested and not as emotionally involved in our time together like she had been in the past and for the months leading up to visiting. Afterwards, she was clearly different and just distant, which was the first time she had ever been like that in the years I knew her. And to be honest, it made me feel really bad and really low. So I confronted her on it and she just said she didn't feel the connection with me at all. And that she leaned on me too much over the past several months and that she felt horrible about it. I told her straight up that she didn't even give me a chance when she visited, and that I felt really shitty and misled. She apologized and said she felt terrible. So I did what everyone should do in this situation, say you need time to yourself and go your separate ways. I ended up just deleting her number, and I ended up just getting rid of all my social media as I think it's just distracting in general. And honestly, it made me feel really, really good when I did that, and I stuck up for what I wanted. I didn't get what I wanted, so I wasn't going to fall into this friend zone, which is a really shitty place to be for anyone who has feelings that all of a sudden aren't mutual. The best part of all this was she ended up texting me a month and a half later and I didn't even recognize the number and said, "Who is this?" Needless to say, that conversation didn't last very long. But now I'm getting kind of weak and have thought about texting her, but I keep sticking to my guns because as shitty as it was and still kinda is, I'm doing what's best for me. I was misled, I was kind of used, and it really made me feel terrible. So for that, I'm going to do my best to just stick to my guns and continue on without her. I'm 99.9% sure I'm doing the right thing. Right? Right, I think so. I mean, I guess... I think you're doing the right thing. I think that, you know, she probably was in a situation where she needed somebody after she broke up with her boyfriend, and that person happened to be the person that spent all of his time with her and not with anything else. And so I think at some point you kind of realize that. Now, I think from my perspective, when I'm reading out, I'm thinking maybe you might have gotten a little butthurt over it. But that's understandable, right? Because, you know, you kind of felt like, you know, y'all were flirting or something, or hooked up in a few times in the past or something. And honestly, she was kind of probably in a situation where she had broken up with her boyfriend. She might have sensed a rebound coming on or something and was headed to you for that, but kind of realized that, well, maybe I didn't want to lead this guy on. Maybe I don't want to rebound off him because he's going to get the super feels, and then it's going to be awkward because then I got to go home, you know, a few states away. So I don't know. I think ultimately this was probably a good situation. You know, you did a fine thing. You know, I think she did what she had to do, which felt shitty for you, unfortunately, but then you kind of realized it, you kind of realized that, you know, it was an unhealthy situation for you to be in. And so you got out of it because of that. So it doesn't have to be, you know, more personal than that, I guess. It's just like, you guys were in a bad situation on both ends. And so probably the most healthy thing was to just like not interact on that level, because then it probably would have gotten messier if it went further than that. And what's going to happen? I mean, I also want to add that, like, if you're not in a relationship with a person and you're like FaceTiming every day and like, you know, spending all your time with each other and stuff like this. I mean, I said this so many times before, but she's going to lose interest in you. So that could be what happened as well. I don't think that's all of it, but I think that's a big contributor that, like, you know, if you're spending all your time with this person, you know, she's going to lose interest because, you know, the way that relationships and really attraction works is that there's kind of a buildup, right? Is that, you know, there's the talking, there's the flirting, there's a sort of, you know, nonverbal interaction and the verbal interaction. And so there's kind of this buildup to, you know, what is the climax, if you will. And so if there's a lot of buildup with the FaceTiming and all of the talking together and stuff like this, and then she kind of realized, and she really put the brakes on it, and then you recognize that she was putting the brakes on it, and then you're like, okay, yeah, well, I'll just let you drive. And then she's like, well, I don't want to fucking drive. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm just getting out of the car then. I mean, that's kind of what happened. So that's fine. I think, you know, what I mean to say is, like, people, she's just going to lose attraction in that way. And that's fine, ultimately. I think you're fine. Oh my god, fucking wall of text. Friendzone isn't always a bad thing. Be more positive. Sometimes, if you really care about someone, the best way to do right by them is to be their friend if a relationship really is off the table. Here's my story. Me and this girl met at work a year ago while I was home from school during the summer, and we really hit it off. The only problem was that she had a boyfriend. That and both of us struggled with substance abuse issues / depression / suicidal tendencies and really shouldn't have been in a relationship. Now, at the time, I was of the mindset that if I can't be with you, I'd rather just go my own way. BC, I'm not gonna be your friend. So I told her I liked her and I couldn't be friends with her anymore. And she told me she liked me too, but she had a boyfriend. We tried distancing from ourselves as much as we could, but then she broke up with her boyfriend, however, way too late as the summer was over and I had to go back to college. We both dated around, but still realized that for some reason we couldn't cut each other out of our lives. Fast forward 2 months and we finally end up going on a date as I went home for a weekend to visit my family, and it was great. It was also around that time, though, that I started to realize I was mentally not okay, and so I told her that, saying, I can't be there for you, you deserve better, and she told me to shut up and chose to stay with me. I had a depressive episode at school and had to take a leave of absence to get help, and throughout that time she was really there for me, and so we entered a relationship. Things moved quickly and as such burned out after dating for about 2 months, both of us mentally exhausted. It did not end on good terms. She ghosted me and a month later my ego got the better of me, and so I reached out trying to figure out what the hell happened. She told me she never loved me and that I was way more into her than she was into me. At that time, I knew that was a complete lie, but it wasn't worth pressing her it, so I let it be and move on, only for her to text me a month later at like 3 in the morning asking if I thought she was a bad person. I didn't answer for 2 weeks, but the time only made me realize that I did miss her, so I reached out again and I said I missed her, and she seemed so happy, and we started to vibe again, and I remember why we were so crazy about each other in the first place, only for her to say she couldn't and that it wasn't the right time. Again, at the time, I believed the friend zone was weak, so I said, miss me with that, and ghosted her. A month later, she texted me an essay telling me how much she really loved me and how much she was lying before when she said she didn't because, in her mind, I deserved better since depression is a bitch to deal with. I understood immediately where she was coming from as I dealt with the same shit, so I asked her if she wanted to meet up in person and talk, and she agreed, only to change her mind 30 minutes before. At this point, I was beyond fed up with her, so I lashed out, expecting to burn the bridge for good, told her she was all talk and that I had no time for a weak bitch. 2 months later, I have a dream that she gets kidnapped, and while running after her, trying to save her, I woke up shaking. That made me realize I still had feelings for her, so I tried reaching out, saying I missed her. No response. After a few days, I send one more text, saying as much as I love her, I can't keep doing this because it's draining me and that I have to let her go. 2 days go by with no response. Then I get a text from her number. It's her mom, and she tells me that she's getting better. Now this makes me freak out because why on earth would her mom be on her phone? I hit up her friend, and she basically tells me the same, that she is getting better. I can only assume she tried killing herself and is in a hospital as they don't let you use your phone. I go into panic mode, not knowing what the hell to do before I snap out of it. I realize that if I care about this girl, I have to be there for her no matter what. I also realize that a relationship with her while she's this unstable would never work out. So the right decision. I had put myself in the friend zone. I have to be what she needs because my love for her is bigger than my ego. Funny, the universe always makes sure your lesson is learned until things get better. But until you learn to accept the lesson, you will keep getting taught over and over again. We're very honest with each other that we're in love with each other, but until the time is right, we know we have to be patient. And until then, we're just friends, and I'm not just okay, Abbott, I'm happy. Sometimes you gotta do what makes you feel the best without worrying what makes you look the best. Okay, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Fuck, you are welcome. Yeah, I mean, this is unhealthy, but you already know that. I don't understand what happened at the end. By the way, if you are actually, you know, considering committing suicide, there's suicide hotlines that you can call. Please do not kill yourself. Please look to other people and have other people give you an opportunity to help you out, because no person or no friend zone is worth committing suicide over. So yeah, I do not condone that. Do not do that. I still don't understand if you came to find out that she was in the hospital, because this sounds like a thing where it's like, this is a normal friend zone situation, which happens where I text my crush that I like her. My crush says, no, not really, you're a friend. And then I text, oh, that was my mom. Like, yeah, that's that's a normal situation in the friend zone subreddit, I feel like, and really in any friend zone situation. So I'm getting that kind of vibe, but in any case, I mean, this is an unhealthy situation, right? This is going to end up badly. You guys need help, honestly, and I'm not one to give it because I'm not a psychologist, or a psychiatrist, or, you know, any of those, but, you know, I'm just a guy on the internet, but I'm here to tell you that you need help and you need to have someone help you out. It sounds like you may know that already, and so I hope you move more towards that, because I think that in a third of this wall of text that you put here, you kind of do understand, like, yeah, you know, we're really not fit for a relationship. Like, we can't do this right now. Then, you know, it sounds like part of it is substance abuse. I mean, I kind of want to make fun of it, even though this isn't really, you know, the place to do that, because it seems kind of serious. But, like, this sounds like drugs. This, you guys can't be in this situation while this is going on. So I implore you to look at that and look at your mental health and take care of that. And Godspeed. Just want to get this off my chest. I should be doing work right now, but I just want to get this out so I can relieve some of the aching in my core. To start my story, let me just say that I've been in the friend zone for every single guy I legitimately had feelings for. I'm an 18-year-old girl, never had a boyfriend before. I've actually had a lot of guys, strangers, try to ask me out in high school, but I have this kind of fight-or-flight response to everyone, especially after a bad-slash-scary experience with a guy who long story short, was obsessed with me. I think the fact that I'm so uncomfortable with guys who ask me out when we've never even had a conversation is the reason why I'm kind of tomboyish. I get along well with guys since I have the humor of a 12-year-old, I still laugh at your mom-esque comebacks, and I don't really care when they say or do gross things, so I've had a lot of friendships where guys come to me for philosophical conversations or to bond over memes and video games and whatnot. Because I only develop feelings for people I'm comfortable with, I always end up liking friends who turn out to be people who just aren't emotionally available. I don't do it on purpose, I just keep finding out that they're gay or have a girlfriend or have been in unrequited love with their childhood friend for 6 years, it's too late into the development of my feelings. Currently, I'm suffering from loving someone who's quickly become my best friend. We work together once a week but text every day and have 3 to 6 hour late night talks on Discord maybe once a week. It usually takes me months to even open up to someone, but in a matter of weeks, I've completely bonded with this person. There are so many commonalities and coincidences that have happened between us, and I just feel like he's my soulmate. I've never believed in the concept of soulmates before or even fate, but my experience with him makes me feel like we're the same person, but somehow in the same universe and that we were just meant to meet. It's so nice to have a friend of opposite sex, or whatever sex that you're attracted to. Just expect pure friendship and offer all the benefits of that. I want to be that friend so badly for him. He has a girlfriend, and I think they're so cute together. I feel like over time I've conditioned myself to accept the fact that he and I will never be, but whenever we talk, I feel like we're the only two people existing at the moment, and I keep forgetting that there are other people that are special to him, especially his girlfriend. I don't think I feel hurt because I wish he was my boyfriend or romantic interest or whatever. I feel hurt because I wished I was as special to him as he is to me, as in, I'm number one in his life, just like he's become number one in mine. Obviously, I'm attached to my family, but the only time I ever truly feel seen or cared about is when I'm with him. I know I'm so selfish and I need to get more friends so I don't completely depend on him for social attention slash interaction, but it's hard to do, especially in quarantine. Okay, I have like 250 textbook pages of homework to read tonight and it's already 2 in the morning, so I'll just stop. That was my rant. Good night. Yeah, one thing to address I think is important to kind of look back at your history and see for yourself that you are after guys or people who are unavailable. So why does that happen? Again, I will reiterate, I'm not a psychologist, but I think it's important to look at why are you attracted to people who are unavailable, as in they're either gay or they have girlfriends or they're friends or whatever it is. The deal is that, you know, aside from that and apart from that, really getting away from that because I'm not an expert on that, but you can't be completely attached to a person who's not going to give that back to you. I mean, I think that on some level you do have a right, or I don't want to say an obligation, but like you do have the opportunity to tell this guy how you feel. Of course, he has a girlfriend, so, you know, you can't expect him to do anything about that. But at the same time, is, you know, this is, I don't know how solid I am in this advice, but it's like you can tell him how you feel if this is a person that you feel like you can slash should be with. I mean, give this guy the opportunity. It's on some level, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, he has a girlfriend. You know, so like I'm saying, this is kind of bad advice, right? Because then you're going to end up in a situation where like you tell him and then he already has a girlfriend and you know that. You know, I don't expect that he's just going to drop everything, you know, for someone else. Now, it's sort of on the flip side is like, okay, you guys have 6-hour late night talks on Discord once a week. Why is this? Is it because you're working with him? Is it because you guys are doing a group project or something? Like, is this legitimate? I think I gotta say I'm worried about you because you're opening up completely to somebody and you're saying that this person is your number one in your life and all this. And, you know, it's very possible he doesn't feel the same way about you. You know, and I guess it's possible that he does, but you're gonna have to figure that out. You're going to have to tell him, you know, hey, here's the deal. This is a very sticky situation. Also, at the same time, is like, I think you have to be honest with yourself. You say that you don't think that you feel hurt because you wish he was your boyfriend, but you're hurt because you're not the number one in his life. I mean, at this point, we're getting to semantics, right? Is that if this person was your boyfriend, or, you know, if you all were in a relationship, like, you guys would be the number one in your life, or, you know, number two at the very least, if he's, you know, got something else going on, or, you know, something that he really cares about, like he's really determined to be an astronaut or something, but, you know, something that he's like extremely passionate about that he's not going to give up for anyone. But, you know, basically my point is like, you have to be honest with yourself that, you know, you are disappointed that you guys aren't boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, that's basically what that is. I also agree with your take that you need more friends so you don't completely depend on him for social attention and interaction. I think that's definitely important. You need more friends so that you have a better perspective and that you don't completely open up to someone who's not going to show you the same amount of attention or affection. I understand that it's hard in quarantine. This is a very difficult point in history. But that's the things that I'm going to say is you got to be honest with yourself. And then you also have to look inwardly and ask, why is it that I'm keep being attracted to people who guys who are unavailable in my life? I think you know this. I think you said it yourself. You end up liking friends who end up being people who aren't emotionally available. And you don't do that on purpose. You already know that, you know. But, I mean, that's just the thing. Okay, that's going to be it for this episode of Stories from the Friend Zone. Thank you for listening. The web zone is friendzone.me. And we're on YouTube and Spotify. And we'll see you later.